Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. This week we'll be doing more NFL free agency news. Not as much as we had last week, as you know, the first week is usually more of the busy, week, as you know, teams are going to make more of their signings and trades during that first week. And then, you know, kind of less as it comes around. And then, you know, might get a little bit more once we get past the draft next month. And then, you know, when we get to, like, early season, like, you know, OTAs and training camps and stuff like that. You know, if there's any, like, unsigned players that could help. Or, you know, injuries cause some teams to, you know, sign some free agents to burn along some depth to their team and roster. So we'll do a little bit of that, but the main thing, you know, we're going to be discussing is March Madness. We'll start tonight with the first four games, two tonight and then two tomorrow, that they've been doing for, was it like over 10 years now, and in Dayton, Ohio. So they host those first four games. And then the tournament, like, officially starts Thursday at, you know, 11 Central, 12 Eastern time, with, like, you know, the first round matchups. And this first weekend's always, like, you know, the most, crazy, as we have, like, you know, 64 teams, so we'll have 32 teams. Over the course of Thursday and Friday for the first round, and then second round, we'll have 16 games. So this is always the more, like, you know, exciting and a lot of stuff happening weekend for March Madness, because then, you know, next week we'll have the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games, so, you know, less and less games throughout the weekends, I should say, as we get deeper into this tournament. We'll be discussing, you know, the men's and women's tournament. More so the men's. I do have my bracket. Well, I have the bracket. I didn't, you know, I haven't filled it out yet, nor have I done any of the brackets on, like, ESPN Tournament Challenge that I usually do every year. And then, which I usually do about five for the men's. And then I usually do at least one women's. So we'll do that. Kind of break down some first round matchups, intrigue, and, you know, some possible upsets that could be happening, as, you know, there's bound to be a couple over this first weekend, you know. And then we'll talk about the women's a little bit. I didn't print one out. I probably could have. And on the same time, I printed, you know, the men's, but I kind of forgot. And then also, I don't know a whole lot about, you know, the women's tournament teams. I mean, other than, like, you know, I know it's like Iowa's a one seed, South Carolina's like the number one overall seed because they're undefeated. I don't know. I had to look up. I don't think it's Connecticut. I think they're a two or a three seed this year. I think Texas is a number one seed as well. And the other one, the fourth number one seed, I don't know. So that's kind of the layout for this week's episode. So we'll get right on to it with some NFL free agency news, trades, stuff like that. The only main ones that, you know, really happened over the past weekend came to mind were the Bears trading Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a conditional, I think it was sixth round pick in next year's draft. That'll become a fourth round pick if he plays, I think, a certain amount of percentage of, you know, their offensive snaps and stuff like that. And then we had Marquise Hollywood Brown signing a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. It's 1 year, $7 million, with up to $11 million in incentives. So those are the main two that I can remember. I'm trying to think in regards to like other trades or anything. Not that I can remember. We did have the Minnesota Vikings did make a trade with, I think it was the Houston Texans, and they acquired a first round pick of theirs. I think it was their pick, but then the Cardinals, I think it was originally the Cardinals pick, and then the Texans gave it, or Texans, and then they gave it to Arizona as a result of trading up in last year's draft and stuff like that. So it's something along that line with how they got that. But then now it is Minnesota's, and I believe it's a 27th or something like that, maybe 23rd. It's early 20s in the first round for this year, to go along with their first pick of the draft, or the first round pick, which is pick number 11. So they might use that to trade up, because it seems like, in all likelihood, they're going to draft a quarterback with one of their, with probably that 11th overall pick if they don't trade up. Because we know there's probably going to be three quarterbacks taken in the top five. And then I don't see another team in that top 10 really taking a quarterback. They don't really have any quarterback needs. So, it could allow them to stay put at 11 and take a quarterback. Because, the Falcons would maybe draft one, but they sign, ex-Viking Kirk Cousins. And then, ninth overall pick is the Bears selection. And, pretty much in all certainty right now, taking Caleb Williams number one overall, having traded, their starter, Justin Fields, to the Steelers, there's not a number one quarterback on the roster now. So that leaves them, to draft him, on a rookie deal and go for it. Oh, they also, speaking of the Bears, that just jumpstart my mind about. They traded with the Chargers for Keenan Allen, who has, I think it's 2 years left on his contract. So that can allow them, if they'll take another receiver with the ninth overall pick, or maybe go defense. Because he already has DJ Moore, so they have two solid receivers now. And then, they have Cole Kmet at tight end, pretty solid himself. So they could go defense, but, see also how that draft, board rolls out between their first overall pick and their second, or between their first round pick and their second one. So, and I think they do have like a fourth round pick or something like that to the Chargers for this year's draft, I believe. So, and I don't think there's any main free agency. I'm trying to think, but I can't really recall of any, nothing major, as it wasn't last week where we were having stuff, crazy happening every time. So those two, and then, Marquise Brown saying with the Chiefs a 1 year deal. I think this is after recording last week's show and stuff like that, that Mahomes restructured his contract. And it freed up $21.5 million in cap space for the Chiefs, so they don't really need to go and sign any big free agents because, they can save some of that money up for, future players that they're going to have to, sign to contract extensions and stuff like that. So that is basically, I would say NFL news for this past week. So now, busting it out to the big thing for this week with March Madness. And like I said earlier, it starts Thursday. like officially. And we'll have, you know, Thursday, like, you know, half of the games, then Friday, another half. Like I said, Printed Bright, I don't have times. I just have, like, you know, when's playing, you know, what. Yeah, we had Sletch and Sunday was Sunday. We do it, like 5. They do it, like, right, like, as pretty much after, like, the Big Ten, you know, conference tournament championship game is over. And I think there's one other championship game that happens around the time. Just then they're pretty much finishing up, and, you know, the Sletch and Sunday, like, you know, announcement show starts, like, you know, it's like 10, 15 minutes after the, you know, last conference tournament game is over. So the number one seeds are as follows. The number one overall seed is the defending national champions, Connecticut. They're in the East region. We have in, I guess we can just go around. I mean, it doesn't matter. Number one seed in the South region is Houston. Number one seed in the Midwest region is Purdue. And then the number one seed in the West region is North Carolina. And then North Carolina and Purdue, they both, they get to play their first first round, and, you know, for them, hopefully second round games in, you know, their home states. Purdue playing in Indianapolis, and then North Carolina playing in Charlotte. So yeah, those are the ones. The two seeds are Iowa State, Marquette, Tennessee, and Arizona. Threes are Illinois, Kentucky, Creighton, and Baylor. And then the four seeds are Auburn, Duke, Kansas, and Alabama. Running up the top four seeds in each region. I do have a pen, so I could, like, you know, fill it out as I go, but I'm not going to. They never give you enough space in these things to, like, actually, like, write out the names. You kind of have to, like, you know, write out as best as you can. So I think we'll just kind of do, you know, we'll do, like, first round and then second round matchups. Because then next week, we'll have our Sweet 16 set and all that. So, yeah, we'll just go region by region, starting, yeah, with the East. Connecticut plays number 16 seed Stetson. Never heard of that team. They have a record of 22-12, but, you know, Connecticut being the defending champs and the number one overall seed, you know, number one seeds don't lose very often. They've only lost twice since the tournament had expanded to 64 teams. So, yeah, I don't see them losing. Iowa State should win as the two seed against South Dakota State. So then Connecticut will play either Florida Atlantic or Northwestern. The 8-9 matchup, I might fill a little bit out as we go, but it'd be a little hard. So yeah, UConn. Florida Atlantic, they were the, what was it? Yeah, they were a Final Four team last year. I'm gonna take them. I think they do FAU. I think that's their, like, logos. Or, like, initials. 5-12, San Diego State, Auburn, or not, San Diego State and UAB, I should say. Auburn's the four seed in that region. Well, I think Auburn should beat Yale, despite, you know, the Ivy League schools doing pretty decent in, like, you know, their first round matchups. Like, they've won quite a bit. But I'm going to take Auburn, yeah. And San Diego State and UAB. You know, it's always pretty wise to pick 1-12 over a 5 matchup because it always seems to happen. You know, there's always at least one that'll win, if not maybe two. So yeah, and they have similar records. I mean, San Jose State's 24-10, UAB 23-11. I don't really know who's winning. Yeah, I mean, we'll go back. Auburn, yeah, will win. Then Illinois should probably win. Washington State, 7 seed against Drake, the 10 seed. I'm going to take the 10 seed Drake for that. And then, you know, we'll have a little Iowa, in-state Iowa matchup for round two with them taking on Iowa State in Omaha for round two. So, yeah, and then we have BYU as the Citizens. Ooh, I'm not even going to be able to pronounce that right. Dude, I don't know. But I think I'll probably take BYU. Maybe. Might y'all see the other one? I wasn't going to try and pick teams, but just trying to point out interesting matchups. So that'll be interesting. As well. We'll go to the South region. Houston, the number one seed, should win easily, as should number two seeded Marquette. Let's see, 8-9 matchup is Nebraska versus Texas A&M. Nebraska made it to the, you know, semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. Texas A&M out of the Big, I think they're in the Big 12. Yeah, pretty sure Big 12. That's always hard. I mean, yeah, the 8-9 and then 7-10s are always hard matchups because you can pretty much flip a coin and it wouldn't be a bad pick for either of them. But I'm gonna go, yes, if I had to pick like right now, I'd say probably I'm gonna go Texas A&M as a 9 being the 8. The 5 versus 12, or the number 5 seed Wisconsin against the number 12 seed James Madison. Now, I'm hoping as a Badgers fan that Wisconsin can win. A lot of, you know, some analysts and kind of like, you know, some simulation computer kind of odds and stuff like that, like James Madison to beat Wisconsin as the 12 seed. I think, you know, I read like there's like the ESPN that they do every year where Jay Billis, college basketball analysis, pits like every game. Like he goes through region by region, and pits each one, and then goes, you know, your Final Four, the national championship game at the end. He did have Wisconsin not only winning this game and then, but also winning their second round matchup against Duke to go to the Sweet 16. So I'm hoping he's right. So, as a Badger fan, I'm going to pick Wisconsin. But if James Madison does beat them, you know, it wouldn't be that surprising of a pick, you know, being a 12 against a 5. 4 seed Duke against number 13 seed Vermont. I'm going to take Duke. Texas Tech and NC State are the sits 11. We'll take NC State is 11 against the sits, so there's that. Kentucky is a 3 against the 14 seed Oakland. Say Kentucky, 7-10 is the 7 seed Florida against the winner of a first 4 game, Boise State versus Colorado. It seems like Colorado, I think Colorado will win, and I'll take Colorado over Florida to have a second-round matchup against Marquette. Midwest region, number one seed Purdue faces the winner of final first four game Montana State against or gambling. I mean, whoever wins that is going to lose against Purdue, so, you know, take that. Utah State against TCU is the 8-9. You know, we'll go, We'll go TCU. Another 9 against an 8. Number 5, Gonzaga versus McNeese, I believe it is. That one, I'm going to take McNeese, the 12 over the 5. Same with Kansas and Samford. I'm going to take Samford. So I have a little double-digit seed second-round matchup against McNeese. South Carolina and Oregon is the 6-11. We'll take... we'll take South Carolina. Just like the women's South Carolina team is like undefeated and number one overall seed, so we'll have the men's South Carolina advance at least round two. Creighton against Akron, 3-14. I'll take Creighton. Texas is the 7th seed against another first four matchup against Virginia and Colorado State. I think Virginia will win that. Lose to Texas to set up a second round matchup against Tennessee. And then the West region, we have number one seed North Carolina against the winner of the last first four matchup, Howard against Wagner. Surprised the Midwest region has two first four games. Usually it's one first four game per region. At least what I always thought that's what they did. So North Carolina will win that. 8 seed Mississippi State against number 9 seed Michigan State. I'm going to go Mississippi State. St. Mary's, the 5 seed against number 12 seed Grand Canyon. I'm going to take Grand Canyon as a 12 beating a 5. I do know some, like, you know, childhood friends that they went to Grand Canyon University, so I'm going to pit them to get to round two, where they will play Alabama. They're the 4 seed. They'll beat Charleston. Alabama's, you know, as a pretty dominant football team, you know, for the past, you know, decade or more than a decade, you know, their basketball program these past couple years has been pretty solid. So I think I'm going to have them advance to play Grand Canyon, and ultimately I think they're going to beat Grand Canyon in the second round game to go to the Sweet 16. Clemson being the 6th seed against New Mexico. I'm going to take New Mexico, and then they'll play number 3 seed Baylor in the second round. Seven, 10 is Dayton against Nevada. I'm going to pick... Dayton to advance, and then we'll play Arizona, the 2nd seed in the 2nd round. So I know I said I wasn't going to do like a whole lot of predicting, because I haven't filled out my bracket, and if I did, I suppose, you know, I'll probably fill it out listed on my printed copy. I haven't done any, like, you know, through like the tournament challenges or stuff that they do. Like I said, yeah, I usually do the ESPN ones and then stuff from there. I might do one from like a local news station, because I guess like the top prize is a PS5, so I already have a PS5, but I can sell it. Or, you know, something like that. So I guess we'll pick maybe, I might pick like two, we'll pick like two interesting first round matchups from each region. I'm not going to try and pick like 7 and 10s and 8 9s every one. But yeah, we'll start at the East region, because that has like, you know, the number one overall seed. So I'm going to say like BYU and Duquesne. I don't know how I say that. Probably said that very wrong. As a 6-11 matchup will be pretty interesting. I'm going to say, because like some of them, like, you know, the number one and two seeds, I don't see, you know, losing that first round game. Number 3, Illinois could maybe have some trouble, but like they played a lot better recently, and I can't remember the player's name, but he put up like a Big Ten tournament game record, 40 points in the semifinal against Nebraska, and then put up 34 against Wisconsin in the final championship game. So they have a good score. And they're pretty decent defensively, so I don't think they should have much of a problem first round. I do like Drake as a 10 seed against Washington, so I don't think that... I mean, it could be pretty interesting. Intriguing. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm going to go with 6 and 11, and then we'll go... I think that 5 and... 5 seed and 12 seed... 5 seed San Diego State against UAB. Let's see, and then... For the South region, yeah, I don't see... I mean, the top four seeds having much problem. Maybe Duke. They've had some kind of first-round losses, you know, that I remember, so maybe. But, like, number one Houston, 2-seed Marquette, 3-seed Kentucky should pretty cruise by the first round. Matchup to look for definitely is probably that 5 against 12, Wisconsin against James Madison. And then maybe, you know, the 6 versus 11 of Texas Tech and North Carolina State. And then, you know, another one to look out for would be like probably that 8-9 of Nebraska and Texas A&M. And the Midwest region, we got like those top two seeds, Purdue and Tennessee, should win their first round game pretty easily. I think 4-seed Kansas could have some problems. And then 3-seed Creighton, I think their 3-seed's pretty safe. So I think, yeah, that 4 versus 13 Kansas against Samford will be an intriguing first round matchup, as well as that 8-9 Utah State versus TCU. I mean, whoever wins that's, you know, probably, you know, is not going to beat, you know, Purdue. Purdue's going to be on, you know, a mission this year to try and, you know, avenge their loss last year as a number one seed to a 16 seed. And, you know, they have the reigning player, the national player of the year in Zach Edey. You know, this is like his final year, so, you know, they're going to try to go all the way. I think they have a pretty good chance of going to the Final Four. Like, there isn't many teams probably other than, like, Tennessee is the 2 seed that could challenge. But like if Tennessee loses before the Sweet 16, then you know their Purdue's chance of doing Final Four would be a pretty good lock. It would probably take a pretty big collapse for them to not make it. So I'm gonna take Kansas and Samford, and then I think maybe that Gonzaga McNeese. You know, I think you know we could have both upsets, and you know maybe have a double digit second round matchup. And that would be in Salt Lake City. So, and then final region, the West. Let's see, do we got? I think the top four seeds are pretty safe: North Carolina, Arizona, Baylor, Alabama. I think the interesting matchup would be like that 8 versus 9 again. Mississippi State against Michigan State. I think Mississippi State will win, but I know like Michigan State, obviously with Tom Izzo, is, you know, they're a very well coached and, you know, disciplined, you know, team. So, and they do play pretty well, you know, when it comes to March. So, you know, kind of hard to not pick them, but I think Mississippi State can win that game. Nevada and Dayton is Van Dayton is a 7-10. I don't know. I feel pretty good with maybe the 7 seed there. You know, and I'm going to have to, like, you know, these are all, like, kind of first glance kind of matchups. Like, I saw, like, the matchups as the brackets were announced. I printed it and I've read some stuff, but, like, I haven't done, like, too deep diving in. So, like, by the time, like, you know, after recording this and it airing and then, you know, the game's actually starting, like, I might, you know, made some changes, you know, in who I thought for first round, second round picks and stuff like that. And then, you know, they always do like kind of a second chance bracket. So like once they get to the Sweet 16, you know, teams will be decided after this weekend, you know, then they'll be like, you know, they always do like a second chance thing where it's like, so your bracket busted. Well, now you can pick, you know, from the Sweet 16 onto the national championship is like a second round. And you still had a chance to earn, like, you know, win a pretty good amount of money. So yeah, for that West region, Mississippi State, Michigan State, and then I'll say you know, Grand Canyon, and then St. Mary's is the 12-5, and then I think Clemson, New Mexico sits 11 will be pretty interesting. So that's kind of some first round and maybe some second round, you know, matchup previews for the men's side. Again, I'm just very excited. Like, I love March Madness. It's so fun. You know, some of these teams, you know, you've never heard of them in your life. I don't know. I've heard of UAB, but like this BYU against Duquesne or whatever that is, the 11th seed. I don't know where they are. You know, and some of them, let's say like region by region, like, yeah, Grand Canyon has made it a couple times. Colgate, they've made like some of the past couple tournaments. Samford, I have no idea where that is or what they're. So that's interesting. Yeah, it's kind of fun to always get, like, you know, some teams you never heard of. It does kind of set for some, like, you know, the 16, or so the 16 seeds. Like, the 15 seeds have, they've had a little bit more luck beating the 2 seeds than the 16 seeds. Not a whole lot more luck, but a little bit more luck. So, yeah, kind of sets up, like, yeah, this is, like, your first tournament appearance in, like, you know, maybe a long time when you have to play a number 1 seed or a 2 seed or 3. So that's kind of a hard, you know, first game task to play. But so yeah, I'm always excited. Like, you know, like I said, like, you know, I love baseball as my favorite sport. So like baseball and like the World Series and playoff is probably my favorite sporting event of the year. March Madness is probably my second, and then Super Bowl number 3. I need to put this March Madness above the Super Bowl because, like, the Super Bowl is one game. Or March Madness, you know, we have 3 weekends of this. You know, 3 weekends of very, you know, fun, intriguing, you know, and good basketball games. You know, regardless of, like, seeds, they usually, if they win their game or not, they'll always put up quite a bit of a fight. So, and, like, you know, I have, like, YouTube TV, so like I get to watch like 4 games at once, and then, you know, so I get to try and find, you know, the more intriguing matchups or stuff like that, and like, you know, actually listen to that one as opposed to like, you know, just watching it in like one of the other corners. So we'll wrap up real quick doing like a little of the women's you know, tournament. Like I said, the only teams I really know that are like the 1 seeds are like, you know, South Carolina, because they're undefeated, so they're the number 1 overall seed. Iowa, and I think it's Texas is the number 1 seed. I don't know the other one. 2 seeds, I think Stanford is a 2 seed. I think UCLA is a 2 seed as well. And the only other team I know that's a seed is, I think Connecticut is a 3 seed. I don't really know. What, like, I mean, I'll probably, when I pick out, you know, fill out my bracket, I think I'm going to have probably Iowa go all the way and win it. I mean, they have Caitlin Clark, so they have as good a chance as anyone in the field. You know, setting the all-time Division I scoring record for both, for men or women's basketball this year. And, I mean, they also have the supporting cast doesn't get a whole lot of talk, obviously, when you have someone of that talent as, like, your number one, you know, your best player. But, like, they do have a good supporting cast, a lot of them returning from last year's team that made it to the national championship. We'll see if they can make it all the way. You know, I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, like, South Carolina's going to be a popular pick. I mean, Connecticut being a 3 seed, you know, it's always hard to bet against them come March Madness time. So, you know, I'll definitely watch, you know, some of it, probably more closely the Iowa games, as they'll be my, you know, my pick to win it all. A little biasy, like, you know, or like, I mean, I was born in Iowa, so it kind of would be nice to see them win it all, see them go out on top and give Caitlin Clark a national championship to add to her, like, already insane resume as a college basketball player. So, yeah, I think the women's tournament starts Friday, I believe. Yeah, I think so. At least I know it has in the past. Like, the men's like starts Thursday, then the women's will start Friday. Because then the men's will be done by like Sunday, and then the women's will have like, you know, the last round of second round games will be that Monday. So that's kind of my preview and some pits and stuff like that for March Madness. If you're listening and like looking for me as advice to fill out your bracket, I mean, take it with a little bit of salt. It is March Madness. Something's going to happen. Someone's crazy is going to make a run. You know, who will it be? We'll have to see, you know, maybe like after this weekend when we get to like Sweet 16, you might have a little bit of a more perspective of who can make a deep run to like, you know, a Final Four as a higher seed. So, you know, next week's show will obviously recap the first weekend of March Madness for both men's and women's, you know, Sweet 16 previews. And, you know, then the week after that, we'll have our Final Fours, you know, matchup preview. So, we'll, you know, and that's two good weeks of shows for March Madness content. We also have the start of baseball season is next Thursday. So, we'll also do some MLB preview next week as well a little bit. So, I expect maybe a little bit of a longer show. I didn't get my friends telling this week. I forgot to ask. Even though we all hung out last Friday night, I kind of slipped my mind and, you know, we were at counseling just hanging out and talking about other stuff. So, you know, stuff happened. But I'll see if I need them on next week. Or maybe, you know, the week after that when we have Final Four preview. We'll see. I want to do it eventually. I'll get them on. But that's all I got. So thank you for listening. Have a good week.